happen unto anybody. First of all, would everybody like to give rise to the enlightened attitude to thinking that we're going to establish all beings in the state of Buddhahood? And then we shall start, and we shall start on page 79 on the front side. Which is Sumpa Dondua. 79 front side. What's happened to Nancy? That's to protect. You want it on? I thought that was. I can't give you the root first for this because Nancy's just run off the root test. But. Yep. Maybe we'll miss it out for the moment. Actually, I'm not sure which it is. It's not that difficult. Don't do it. Is the summary. I'm just summarizing the examples. So I think we'll just begin straight away. The first bit it gives in the shloka are the impurities, and then it gives that which is obscured. Pema Dognen. I don't think I'll even translate this because I think everybody can just. I'll start to translate where it gets difficult. Pema Dognen Dang Sokchak. Sukchok bungwa dung. Bungwa, in fact, is a stinging insect, so it's a bee. Drui punpa dung mitsangwe dam dung. Saji dung shingidre shun dung. Gohrul drima chen dung. Bume kingal dung. Sadam nak pui bup nayang. Shepan nam ki dripache drima di pegui dun dula. So, this bit, these enclosures, bubnayang, these enclosures and the do at the end summarize the nine examples of the impurities, which are the means of obscuration, reading backwards from do. So that's, summarize the topic of the nine examples, summarize the subject of the nine examples, or summarize the meaning. I mean, it's impossible to tell. It could be any of those things. And now we're going to have that which is obscured. Tsen pe gyen pe sangye jitawa jin. And this, I'll translate this, tsen pe gyen pe sangye. It's the Buddha who is adorned by, I think we might say, pe is symbols, and sen is like signs or marks, so perhaps symbolic marks or symbolic features. Actually, don't disappear, Tembala. I've got a question for you.
What you say about this pen and
pen? Pe, as you know, can mean example, but it can also mean symbol. So I think we'll call these senpe symbolic features or symbolic signs.
To refer to the 32 and 80?
I expect so. I mean, I can't remember. I don't know what Rinpoche said about it.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll be all exactly the 32 features of the Buddha.
Yeah.
And I'm not quite sure how this Jitawa Jin fits in. This is what I want to. That's what I want to ask Tempa about when he comes back. And that's obviously the first example. The next one, Rochu Dangdenpe Drangtse Jitawa Jin, the honey which possesses a pleasant taste, this Chu. a nourishing essence. Rochu.
Chu. Chu. Chu is the sort of nourishing essence of the
mm-hmm. And ro is the taste. So or something like that anyway. Dre la suk peningpo jitawajin, the kernel of the grain. Jendu migyurwe ser trum. The ser trum is this 40-carat gold, which doesn't change into anything else, which doesn't change state. Ze mishe piter chenpo. Literally, the treasure which knows no decline. So it's the inexhaustible treasure, great treasure. Drebu dangche pi junxing. The big tree which Drebu dangche pi, yeah, it's the fruit together with the big tree, because it's really the yeah. It's usually referred to as the seed which grows into the big tree. So I think maybe it's referring to all the stages along the way. Rinchengi kuzuk ze, tsepa, the beautiful statue made of precious metal. Kulo yi wang gyurwe gyalpo, the ruler who is the Chakravartin. And se zangpo yi zugnyen jitawajin, and the image, the beautiful golden image, or the zangpo, the good, in fact, the excellent golden image. Jitawajin tu she, she panamki, so by these, the dribcha nyingpo yi pe gup. So these summarize the nine examples of the essence, that which is obscured. Can you tell us the function of this all the way through in the that which is obscured? We have this the word jitawajin, and I don't quite see how it fits into the how one would translate it.
Sangye
jitawajin.
Jitawajin is like. Exactly like that.
Exactly like that. But how does yes. that sort of fit into the? What is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. I mean, is it?
It's a statue.
But is it saying that the nine examples of the impurities, that which is obscured, is exactly like the Buddha? Is exactly like the?
The thing inside. Yes.
Inside the Buddha.
Like the Buddha nature is exactly yeah. like the Buddha, and the Buddha nature is exactly like the honey. Yeah. Is that how it's saying it? Yes. Yeah, it's the essence is exactly like
yes.
that.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, Shinten, maybe you come sit here.
Te tene.
Oh, hello. Mm-hmm. Well, then, ten pili jeng pe zon is chitara shindu a first to the flower.
Sorry?
Ten pili jeng pe zon is chitara shindu a first to the lotus center.
Ten pe gyen pe sangye. No, ten pe gyen pe sangye is the Buddha. Inside of
it. Doesn't sound like an image at all, yes. does it? It doesn't sound like an image. It's nowhere mentions it's an image.
It's an actual little Buddha sitting
well,
in
the lotus. It doesn't actually say it's an image. Nothing in the
letter. This image.
Yeah, but that's it doesn't say that.
Which one?
It doesn't say anywhere that it is an image. Mm-hmm. Or maybe contributor does, but the root doesn't.
Te tene.
Because the Buddha nature is not Tenbe Gimba. Tenbe Gimba is something
yeah, so
seen by
pear.
Eyes.
This is a pear. It's only an example of the Buddha nature.
Which one? It's an example. That's why it's an image.
Or it could be a real Buddha, right?
No, Buddha nature doesn't have ten dhammas. If he had ten dhammas, he
but
should be seen.
But it isn't an image either.
It's an image either. Yes.
The next bit, de...
Bad example.
De ten, tene. Through these illustrations, the meaning, pe de tsun pe den, the meaning which is presented by these examples, sam cheng ki kam de jin ni ki drip che nyen mong pe bup nam, yeah, the enclosures of the emotions, that which obscures the suchness, the element of beings, rangjinji den la madrelwe na lobur wa yin yang chuki yeng dan den dan hlenchik tok me pe ne newer ne pe yang yen. Aha. Actually, this bit is not so nice. Can you help me a bit here, actually, Denver? What's doing here? Namni Rangji.
Which one? This one?
Yeah.
Serzambos, we need to have this one. Namki. These are also examples. The example for the that which is to be obscured. Exists there, but not connected with. It's like cloud and the sky.
Rangshinji
Denla, it possesses, but is not connected with that, literally.
And how do you translate the Nyewar Nepe Yang Yen at the end?
No, never is abiding or existing.
Presence. I see how we're going to translate it. So these enclosures of the emotions, and then if we go to the end of the sentence, are or have existed together or have closely existed niewarne, reading backwards tokma mepane, from the very beginning. And hlenchik means at the same time as, or coincidentally. So coincidentally with the chuki ying, with the dhammadhatu, although they are incidental, or although they are accidental almost. Dung hlenchik, or hlenchik together, and then the dung is like the with. Together with the Dhammadhatu. They have existed together with, yes.
Tangjarwa, like this. There are about 20 words like this.
Although they have existed closely from the very beginning, together with the Dhammadhatu, although they are incidental, since they, or although they are accidental, it might be better here, since they are not connected with the, or, the, or the, since they are not, they have no connection by nature. Rangjinji, by nature.
Rangjinji, then la. It says la is but.
They have it by nature, but they're disassociated from it.
Or if you read forwards, and although they're not that, then they exist closely.
Yeah. Do you have to translate the Nyewar as closely? Nyewar, should it be translated as closely?
Nyewar Nyewar is abiding.
There's no need to translate
but
the Nyewar.
But meaning, sense is that, closely.
So it's
not far away, but very close to.
So it's good to translate it as closely here?
I think it's okay.
It's good?
Yes.
Samchingi Samgi Rangjin. Te nam kangna, kangna yupa te, na sam chingi sam gi rang jin de jin chek pin ning po de ma ne de ma me pa dang len chi ke wa ye shi ni tok ma me pa ne nye wa ne pa yin par chu. And I didn't like this next bit either, this denam gang ne yo pa den na. Is that an expression? How do you just
this? Wherever they are.
Wherever.
Yeah,
Gana Yopa.
Yeah.
So Gana Yopa means wherever they are. So all, and it refers to denam, refers to these obscurations. Yeah. Wherever these obscurations are.
There, denam is there.
Dena means there. Semgi.
That's Dena, it's not Dena.
Semjengi.
Pardon?
Is that where you are?
I think it's Dena, and that looks like Drena from the Niewarne on the line below.
Dena.
Semjengi Semgi Rangjin. The nature of the mind of beings, Dejin Shekpi Ningpo. The Buddha nature, Dumane, from the very beginning. Drima mepa dang lenchi kyewe yesheni. This Hlenchi kyewe yeshi is the coincidental awareness, or the awareness coincidental with the Buddha nature. Togma mepa ne nyewar nepa yinpar ju is said to be existing from the very beginning. So, I mean, the meaning of this last bit again is a slight repetition. Wherever these are, there is the coincidental wisdom or the coincidental awareness.
It is said.
It is said that there is the coincidental awareness. The Buddha nature, immaculate from the very beginning, the nature of the mind of all beings, existing in close association with them from the very beginning.
This, going back again to that, Lenshin Chi Demla Ma Delwe, is that Lenshin Chi Dem referring to that?
Where are you? Sorry?
This line here. It's the third line, it's the fourth line
fourth
down.
Line end.
Ranjin right Chi. At the end, Ranjin Chi Denla. Does it mean that they are naturally with the kam? The kesha are naturally with the kam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that strange?
Madralwa.
Disassociated. But why is it Ranjin Chi? Does that mean that naturally the kam has kesha?
Naturally means primordially, I think.
Because otherwise,
it's
by nature the kam has a klesha, doesn't it?
No, Ramasinghi, primarily they are possessed by this, but not connected to each other, like the cloud in the sky.
So it's primordial?
Yeah, right from the beginning of the sky, cloud also exists.
Uh-huh.
But cloud has nothing to do with the sky.
So Ramasinghi can mean that, can it?
I think it's Ramasinghi means like that.
Ramasinghi. Did people get that? We were looking at the meaning of this Rangjinji Denpa, Denla, on the fourth line down, because it seems a bit strange. We're saying, although they are accidental, since they are not connected naturally, or not connected to this Rangjinji Denpa, Denla, and that's...
That low is but, isn't it? Rangjinji Den... It naturally has them, but ma delwe lorbuwe imyang.
You translate the la there as but.
Yeah, it sounds like that.
Because so it's rangjinji den la.
Did you nyomu bubub namni these obscurations? Rangjinji den la means primordially they are possessed.
Oh, I see.
Possessed, but not connected with the Buddha nature.
Yeah.
Then it makes it clear.
Yes.
Down there also. It's
So if we translate this this la as but, then we can't say that they are possessed naturally, because we're talking about the impurities, the enclosure. So we have to put something like they are there primordially. And Dembele says that Rangjinji can also have this significance. So they are present primordially, but they are not connected.
This is, I think, the sky and cloud is the best example.
But then it says again, it repeats it again.
The sky possesses the cloud, but the clouds are not connected with the sky, like that.
Yeah, but it repeats it again, then Tom and Neva Nyo and Nepa Yo. That's the same meaning again.
Same meaning again. Yeah, this Thoma Mepa Nyo and Nepa clarifies the Rangshin, the meaning of Rangshin Yidan.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Rangshinji can also mean a mudshipper.
Pardon?
Rangshinji is the contrary of chipper, of created. So it's
created. Yeah,
they are there, but not not made. There.
Not made. They are there.
Not
yes.
Connected with the Buddha.
Yes, that also is.
They are just
can give this meaning. Yes. Yeah.
Rangshinji
spontaneously. Rangshinji Madhupa.
Madhupa. Well, then it would be Rangshinji Mepa, wouldn't it? Rangshinji Mepa.
Yeah, Rangshinji is Madhupa.
But it can be applied everywhere, with many work. Rangshinji Madhupa, Rangshinji Madhupa.
Rangshinji is what it says, it's on nature.
Rangshinji Madhupa.
That would be Madhupa.
No, it's okay. Bumnam Rangshinji Dhanla. Junyum bum na rang sin yin dana ma de la
yeah
it should be rang sin yin dana la to toma me bani yar ne ba
should we go on to the next bit now we've finished the second section within the nine examples there are five main sections. And the second section was the full explanation. And the third section is Druma Jongtsul. It looks like Druma Chertsul, but that it should be a Nga instead of a Da. And in this case, it looks as though it should be the way to purify the impurities. But I think this Tsul is more like nature in this case, because it's just talking about the different types of impurities and the individuals who they belong to. So I think it's the impurities, the nature of the impurities which have to be purified. And in this case, the jong is like jong tsa, that which has to be purified. Because otherwise it has no sense sort of later on. And this has three parts. Druma gud tenpa, the explanation of the nine impurities. Gangzak gangi gyula yerpa. Gangzak is the individuals, Gangi Gyula, in whose continuum they exist, Yupa, and it's referring to the impurities. So the individuals in whose continuum the pure impurities exist. And lastly, Drame Tsul Geshe, the full explanation of the nature of the impurities.
Excuse me, could you say again how you translated the Jongtsul?
In the first bit, yes, the nature of the impurities which have to be removed. So now I've got the root text. Desire, aversion, being deluded, their strongly aroused state, the habitual tendencies, that which is removed during seeing and that removed during meditation, that founded in the impure levels and that in the pure, are the nine kinds of impurity, taught very thoroughly by the examples such as the cup of the lotus. If the categories are divided according to the enclosures of the allied emotions, they exceed all limits. And in this shloka, first of all, we're given the nine types of impurities. And the first sentence seems very, very long because it's just a list of all these impurities. But it's not really difficult, especially if you've got the root text with it. Miyowe le kikien chepe dechak dang shedang dang dekonani la mong petimuki bakchak nampusumdang. Now these were the first three types of impurities that were mentioned in the root text, desire, aversion, and being deluded. And we'll begin, in fact, halfway through the sentence then, with the word chak.
Because the halfway through the first line, because the bit that goes before it is a description of this root text. So chak, duchak is attachment, and shedang is aversion. Dang dekonani la mong pa timuk. Timuk is the, I think we might say actually ignorance here, which is mongpa, being deluded about dekonani, about the absolute.
Is that fitting with the, isn't that referring to all three, that dimokhi pacha?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think so. No. I don't what? Think so.
Is that not dimokhi pacha, or is it just pacha? Shidanki
and now then the bhakchak I haven't got to yet. And then bhakchak nampasum. These are the three kinds of habitual tendencies. But in fact, we're not going to put this into a sentence because it's just a list. So the three kinds of habitual tendencies, including desire attachment, aversion, and the ignorance of being deluded about the absolute.
Including.
And these... these then are miyoe leki kienchipa, that which creates or which provides the condition for subliminal karmic actions. Miyoa literally means not to move. And if one wants a discussion of this miyoe lei, I think one has to look it up in Jewel Ornament of Liberation. But I quite like the translation of subliminal karmic actions. And so those are the first three types of impurities. And the kien chepa means that which provides the condition. And lei is either karma or karmic actions, or however you like to translate it. The next type of impurity is the state of strong arousal of these three. So this first one was the bhakchak or the balanyal, the latent state, and now we get the state of strong arousal. Yeah?
The temple, is it this pacha? It's referring to the pacha of
dosha, shedang, yeah. And timu, I think.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, miyoe lei, literally non moving karma.
Non moving action.
Non moving actions. No. And then the form of this next little bit of this next line is the same as above. It gives that which provides the condition first of all. So now you'll understand it a bit more. Surnam dang surnam mayin pe le kien chepa, that which provides the condition for surnam dang surnam mayin pe le. Surnam is merit, so we call this meritorious and non-meritorious actions. Mm-hmm. Sorry? Minpele, yeah. Surnam mayinpele, minpele. And these are duksumpo dei, kun dangdrakpo te, nundjur wasumka chi. Oh, yeah, okay. And then the last bit is explaining something else. So, duk sumpo de, te refers to, duk is poisons, sumpo de, this group of three poisons, so, or these three poisons, and that means desire, attachment, and being deluded, kun dang is to arouse, and or to excite, to be become excited.
Aroused.
And drakpo...
Arise.
Not arising.
Arise.
Not excite.
Not to arouse, to arise.
Arising. Rising up.
And drakpo is strongly. And so we can say I think we have to call it a state.
Which one?
The state of strong arousal of these three poisons. Or, and this is also explained as nun gyurwa.
Show the meanings of this.
Nun gyurwa sum. I.e. the manifestation of these three. or Sumkar, in fact, all three. And then this is Chiktu Chepa, is given as one kind of impurity. So we could just say, to go back through this sentence, the state of strong arousal of these three, that which provides the condition for meritorious and non-meritorious karma, given as one, or the manifestation of these three, given as one case. Because the first three were counted separately as three types of impurities in their latent state. Now these three in their fully aroused state are counted as one type of impurity, one type of obscuration. So now we've had four. And the fifth one is Yiki Rangjingi Lu Penche Ki Kien Chepa Marik Bakcha Kisa. And I'm not quite sure whether to translate this sa as a state or the level.
Let's try the state.
The state of habitual tendencies.
Is it not same? State and level?
Not quite. No. The state of habitual tendencies of marig, which I translate as misperception, but if you like you can translate it as loss of awareness or ignorance.
Ignorance, yes. Lots of ignorance.
And this is described as that which provides the condition, kien che.
Loss of ignorance. Subtle ignorance left.
Loss of awareness or ignorance.
Loss of awareness.
The loss of awareness. To lose awareness.
The loss of awareness.
Lots of ignorance.
That which provides the condition for. Literally, pen can mean to cast or to throw. And I thought maybe penchepa we could translate as the precipitation of a body of a mental nature.
Launch.
Literally, penpa means to throw or to cast.
The launching of it.
So, however you like to translate it, but I like to translate it as the precipitation of a body of a mental nature. And the sixth.
You said another word before.
No, but I got that wrong. I like to talk about the skandhas as a psychophysical constituents, but this isn't a. I think this isn't quite the same as it. This is more like a body made up of totally sort of psychic constituents rather than psychophysical. It's a psychic body.
Yeah. It's only psychic. It's a psychic body.
And the sixth case is Tonglan Tsam Ki Pangcha, or the sixth impurity. Pangcha, that which has to be given up. And this sum, do you translate only? It's usually only or merely.
Yeah.
Just mm-hmm. during only the path of seeing.
Well,
but I'm not quite sure
cab.
In what.
Maybe you kept saying cab.
Cub. Yeah. Cub for sum.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, that would make much more sense. So we Rinpoche apparently said cub. So we can translate this lamgine cub. So that which has to be given up at this stage, which is the path of seeing, or the stage during the path of seeing. And gomlam tsam gi pangcha, that which has to be given up during the stage of meditation or practice, however you translate gomlam. And the eighth is...
To be given up, or is given up?
That which is to be given up.
That which is given up.
That which was to be given up.
As soon as it reaches at that level,
yes.
It gives up. Mm-hmm. It goes away. It's something right. As soon as also.
Yeah.
In this sense.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Automatically gives
actually,
up.
Actually, more literally, it means as soon as, doesn't it?
Yeah. Literally, that, is only or merely.
That would be nice, wouldn't it? That which is given up as soon as, directly at the path of, or directly on reaching the path of meditation.
Path of seeing.
Mm. And this path of seeing. I think we can put a question mark there and ask Rinpoche about that.
Well, it comes to the same finally, doesn't it?
Well, one is giving one is given up during the path, and the no, other is given up
just beginning.
Sort of the start.
I think he meant that. I think he was just gesturing on the sunas.
Mada sadun la nepe kansa ki kyu la tempe tempe duck. Now, how does that duck fit in there? Duck sa. Yeah, daksa kiet pet samgi pangcha tang. That which has to be given up. I'm a bit lost about this samna. At the during the development of the pure levels.
No, merely developing pure levels.
Merely through developing pure levels.
Yeah, as soon as.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as the pure level arises.
Uh-huh.
And these are given up.
Uh-huh. So that which has to be given up upon the development of the pure levels, and it is also described as that which is founded, tenpa, or that which is based in the continuum, in the gyu of the individuals who abide in the seven impure bodhisattva levels. Or we might just say, that which is founded in the continuum of the individuals at the seven impure levels, of the seven impure levels. And finally, the ninth impurity, dakpe sala nepe kansa ki kyu la tempe gyun tai pangcha nam. Pangcha, yeah. That which has to be given up, and gyunta, from the final, or within the final stream of existence, gyun, flow or stream, final stream of existence, that which is founded in the continuum of the individuals who are at the pure levels. That was just reading backwards. I hope there are no problems. Sorry? Gyunta. Well, so now, in fact, we're going to be talking, this bit's referring to the bodhisattvas on the 10th level, or in the three pure Gyunta levels. So they're called the
last continuity of the...
They're called the Gyunta, the ultimate stream of existence.
Stream of existence? Gyunta?
Ta is ultimate, or the final. The final flow, literally, or the final...
Is the Jew referring to the mind?
Yeah, here, level and mind, you cannot separate.
It's not the end of the continuum of their existence.
Yes.
No. Pardon? What does it mean?
Saju Gyunta
means
just the last movement of the Saju, 10th level.
So it's the June of the levels.
June of the levels, yes.
Yes, uh-huh. The June of the levels.
It's not the final, it's not referring to the beings
no,
at the 10th.
No, Saju Be Gyunji Tama.
Yeah. The continuum of the level.
No, the continuum of the 10th level. Yeah. The verge, I don't know, the ultimate
point
continuum.
Of the process.
The ultimate continuum of the 10th level.
Oh, it's like of the process of development of the 10th level, is it?
Yeah, you can see
the process. It's like when we speak in the picture that from the mountains, snow mountains, the rivers of motivation flows and down up to the ocean.
The last moment of merging into ocean.
Yeah.
The last continuity of the river before it merges in the ocean.
The end of the continuity.
Yeah, the end of the
process. Where did you get it from?
The Chajun one.
Where did you find it?
We're singing. It's very out of it.
Really?
Yeah.
And do you think this nam refers to then all these impurities?
Yeah. This pangja refers to ten pa refers to pangja.
Yeah, and then I think the nam refers to all of them.
All of them.
Yeah. So this num after pangchan doesn't refer to just this, that which has to be removed from those at the 10th level. It num then refers to all these nine impurities. Chu ying ranji num da te la drip che lo gidrama riki gane dor tuna nampa gu yopa. So these impurities, or these things that we've just been talking about, I think we'll just go up to the end of the page, actually, because there are different ways of putting this together. Are the Lobogidroma are the incidental impurities, that which creates the obscurations to the Chu Ying Rangjin Namdak, to this completely pure nature, the Dharma Dhatu. And Riki Gone Dorduna Nampa Gu Yerpa. Well, going from Dorduna, if summarized, literally, if put in brief, if summarized in terms of Gone, Rik, the different kinds, or the different classes, Nampa Gu Yerpa. There are 9 kinds. So, in fact, we might put these classes summarized. I think that's clear enough. These incidental impurities, if summarized in terms of the classes, there are these 9 kinds. And then it's going to carry on to say more about this. Peme bup dandrangma lasok pepe nampa gu guni gorim jitawa jintu rabtuten. And really the subject here is these impurities. And the verb at the end of the sentence, tente, rabtutente, they have been thoroughly taught or very well taught.
I think he's illustrated.
They have been well illustrated. And then how have they been well illustrated? In the middle of that line we've got Pe Nampu Gu, by the 9 kinds of examples, and reading backwards, such as the honeybees and the enclosures of the lotus, etc. Or such as the enclosures of the lotus and the honeybees. And Gorim Jitawar, we can just say respectively. Now, kam de la drupa chepa nyewar nyan mong pe bup ki se ki ye we rab tu chena. And I don't see why we need a che we, a sa on the way.
Je ye rab tu chena. If you divide it, it's like that.
Yeah.
If you divide it, then...
Because it's an intransitive verb, isn't it?
Which one?
Che na.
No, it's transitive. Degi yewe.
But it's tseki che we rub to che na. You think that...
Yewa is a division.
Yeah. But do you need...
If you divide it by the division of substantial.
Mm-hmm. Like
by substantial.
But you don't have to repeat it.
You do need the sa then.
Yeah.
Okay. The next bit, we're going to begin with... Halfway through the line, we've got se ki che we rob tu chena. This se means substance, or literally matter in some places, but we'll call it substance. And yewa is categories, or classes. Rob tu chena, and the na means if. If the categories of substance, literally, are divided up, but I don't like this word.
Things,
these categories of components, maybe categories of. I think we don't need to put it in English. If these categories are divided up, and then reading back from the tse, by the enclosures of the nyewa nyanmong, of the allied emotions. Or closely associated emotions, which obscure, which cause the come to be obscured, or which cause obscurations to the element.
Why were they called
newer? Newer, subclasia.
Subclasia.
Then the agya, kietri jitong. There are 84,000. Ye wata ye pele de pela sopargyor.
In the root it has chewataya, doesn't it?
Hmm?
In the root it has chewataya.
No, yewataya.
But in the root it says chewa.
Does it? Ye wata ye.
And then. Without a da.
Yeah?
Da and ba only. Ba.
So it's chewa, the number.
Oh. Chewa thai, right? No division.
That's what it says in the root, isn't
it? Yewa chewa thale de, must be.
Yeah, that's it. That's what it is in the root.
Yewa chewa thale. Yewa. I see. Chewa thale de.
No, the number is... Yeah,
Yewa chewa thale de, is there? Yewa chewa thale de, yes. Then it's chewa thale de, is beyond countless chewa. Chewa is a number then.
Yeah.
One, two, three.
So maybe it's this bit is a misprint then.
Yeah,
this bit should be... Mm. That bit should be like the...
Yeah.
Is this
that
a misprint?
Should be, then ta should be removed.
On that bit, shouldn't it?
According to the root text.
According to the root text, then, in the beginning of the next line, we've got again, yewa ta yepa. But it looks from the root as though the da shouldn't be there, and it should be just chewa ta yepa.
Chewa ta yepa.
Which would, what, how would that make it exactly?
Da, don't you
be chewa would chewa. Be 10 million. Or
10 million, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But in the land...
ta yepa means limitless 10 million.
Mm-hmm.
And the next and line is also the misprint.
Pardon?
The next line is also this
down. Next line too also.
Yeah, then it's right, isn't it?
Next line was Yewa Chewa Thale.
Two misprints
on. Where's that?
Where's the next?
Yewa Thale.
Yeah.
Which one?
Yeah, here.
Yeah, it's not.
I think it should be
the
Yewa Thale version.
Why?
Not.
Yewa Thale?
Because the root is Chewa Thale Lendepa, and then this, the second Thale isn't from the root, so it doesn't matter.
One can make sense of it by saying these categories, if one says yewa, can become gyor at the end of the sentence, or will become sort of exceeding any limits. Will, in other words, they can be divided into...
Limitless as into millions.
Mm.
Limits.
84,000 and millions. Can't
in other words, if one divides up these 84,000 categories, then they will make sort of limitless numbers of categories.
Yeah.
But if we want to leave it as in the root, the chewa tayepa, these 84,000 categories will become millions upon millions exceeding all limits.
Yeah.
And so forth. I suppose one can carry on dividing them and dividing them. Dejin shake be yeshe ki yewa tayepa jino.
Yewa sounds much better.
Yewa sounds better, doesn't it?
You have to take like that.
And
since it's mentioned the root text. Normally yewa tayepa.
Depa is to be beyond, like nyangin le depa, to go beyond suffering. This is to go beyond
first is just example
limits.
It's many. Mm-hmm. In fact, that's many yewa.
Many yewa. It makes no difference.
Yeah.
In meaning, no difference. Yeah. Only style is different.
In fact, it's to go beyond limitless categories. Tai yepa, limitless.
Yeah, categories.
Because there's countless kind, you know, chewa tai yepa, te, because of that, then it's like it has tai yewa.
Chewa te.
Because it can be divided into 84,000 and hundreds, and sort of 10 millions and thousands uncountably. Then Dishin Shebi Yeshiti, Yewa Tayepa Shino. So in fact it's Yewa Tayepa because it's...
Yewa Bukki Ni,
and
then one more was discovered.
And then the last...
In root text, Kiss is not there. Yewa Nyumu Bukki Ni is not there. Kiss, only Ki is there. But in commentary, Kiss is written.
And then the... which?
This one. Here's sa is written.
Yeah.
In the root text, there's no sa.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it's okay.
Yeah.
And without sa is much better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then the last bit...
Yeah, without sa should not be... According to root text, sa should not be there.
It's... Then how do you translate that bit?
Bukki ni bukki. Of the book, not by the book. Yemu bukki, yewa, the division of the...
Yeah. It doesn't really make any difference in the meaning at all.
No. No, the meaning makes no difference. No difference. But in the root text, there's no sa.
Yeah. Dejin shekpe yeshiki yewa ta yepa jino. And these It is like the limitless kinds of awareness of the Buddha. And then the next bit, the next two lines, Chaksok Ne Yang Dak Ten, refers to the next root verse. And if you want the root verse, it is the impurities of desire and so on, summarized as nine kinds, have been well illustrated by the nine examples of the cup, of the lotus, etc., respectively. And then Khandra Rinpoche just gives one line on this. He doesn't explain it. All he says is, Chepe parni, shema takpe ni salwa chepa drelwe tsik yinpe go hlao. And this really means that the meaning is very obvious, so I'm not going to explain it. I've already explained it. Yeah. That is the root text verse, in between there. Chepe parni, par is between. So,
as it just explained, the same thing.
Chepe parni, as is said between these chaksok ne yang dak ten, then to go to the end of that line, go hlao, hla means easy, it is easy, go, to understand. And then I'd like you to translate this temple because this bit is very ambiguous
It is easy
to understand.
By the commentary word, which you just explained above. Which just mentioned, Shema thapanyi le salvak chepa.
And how do you translate?
Just to clearly mention and clearly describe, explain above, Shema thapa. Shema thapanyi means just.
Yes.
Just
so you say, since it is, since, what's the subject of yin?
Yeah, since, yes. Right.
Since this verse is, the word contains the words of the commentary, which have just been explained above.
Is easy to understand.
Mm-hmm. So to go through that, if you read it backwards, it is easy to understand since it is, or we might say it contains, the words, tsik, of the commentary. Salva chepa.
It clarifies what has been explained just before.
Yeah, I see. And this salva chepa refers to the...
This sentence.
Uh-huh. Since it contains the words of the commentary and it clarifies that which has just been explained above.
Yeah. Means that this is kind of commentary above mentioned.
So it was made clear.
Clarifies.
This line clarifies.
What has been explained just before.
Oh, I see.
It was just a bit ambiguous about the...
These are the commentary words which clarifies just what has been explained just before. Yes. So therefore it is easy to understand.
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was that they were made clear by what had been said before.
They means which they?
That these words at the end of the verse are made clear by what went before in the beginning of the verse, of the commentary.
Makes clear.
That's all
right. Not made.
I was wrong.
Now, Nipani is Kangza Gangi Gyula Yopa, the individuals in whose continuum the impurities exist. And it begins with a quotation from the Buddha. No, actually, I'll give you the root text. No, I won't, because I couldn't work it out exactly. What's happened to... I still haven't got it. I can give you the first two lines of the root text. From these impurities result the immature beings, the arhats, the practitioners, and the wise. And in fact, it just goes on to say, in this order, by four... and one, and two, and two.
Say it, start again, what did you say?
From these impurities result the impure beings, the arhats, the practitioners, and the wise.
Isn't it that these stains pollute the immature, the arhats, those in training and the wise?
Well, all it says in the commentary is that you have didagi, It just says, by the stains always, then, and it depends how you interpret this word ghee. You can interpret it in many ways.
Is that the subject?
Yeah.
The subject is.
The stains pollute the image.
But it doesn't actually have a verb.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
Well, let's go and have a look at the commentary.
Madak. Madak is a verb, isn't it? It's made in pure bath.
Oh, I see.
Oh, I see. Maybe. Chomden de ki semchen tamche dejenshek beningpo cheno. The Buddha has said, all beings are endowed with the Buddha nature. She katsol vakayim patela. She refer means that which has just been said. She thus, katsalva is a statement, or often it means a command or an order. Here I think we can translate it as a statement. And kang yinpe de, that which is the statement, la, referring to. So I think we can just say concerning the statement, or in relation to the statement, drupa chepa lobur ki drima nampa gupo tita ki, by these nine kinds of lobogidroma, incidental stains, which create obscurations, that was just reading backwards from Didagi, then drupar chawa semchen giri chiwa soso kiewo namdang. Is that the first bit to go up to? Yes. Now, you thought the verb shenben was madak. Yeah. So this you take as a verb, madak.
Made
impure. Verb,
yes. Uh-huh. Made impure, or less impure, better to say.
Yeah, I see.
In general sense.
Now, if you go down three lines, say you're now on the second line of the next page, and about very near the end.
Oh, I see, you mean made impure. Are made impure.
Are made impure by these.
Yeah, right.
I think I think that's a good idea.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you take this as a subject, and direct over to direct.
Well, it looks like the didaki
makes,
is the.
Then it makes. Make. Mm. If you take it passive,
yeah.
Then it's are made.
Yes, yes, yes. But we've been talking about the incidental stains. So the didagi indicates that that's the agent anyway.
Yeah.
And the verb is this madak.
Madak, everywhere it occurs.
And so that is, these stains make impure or pollute. Then the first one is drupachawa semchengiri. No, wait a minute. No, it's not. In fact, it's this drupachawa semchengiri is the different kinds of individuals, they who are obscured. And then we're going to go into the list. And the first one
is... It's doing the two parallel, isn't it, of the kind of beings that are obscured by different kinds of...
Yeah, first of all, it goes into all the different beings,
yeah.
And then it says which your obscurations relate to them. So then the list, beginning with Chiwa Soso Kiewa Nam. No, we haven't got there yet. Chiwa Soso Kiewa Nam, the immature ordinary beings, Chiwa immature ordinary beings, and Chiwa immature, that's the middle of the bottom line. Nyentu dang ransanji ki dra chompanam, and the arhats who include the Nyentu and the Rangsanje, the Shravakas and the Pratyeka Buddhas, and tunmung du lopilam lanepanam, those who reside at the path of practice, and tunmung du in the ordinary path of practice, and I don't quite know what that means. The tunmong du lobilam.
Tunmong du lobilam.
Is it the
Shravakas?
No, because we've had them. It refers to those in the... It refers to those at the path of seeing and the path of meditation. But I don't know why they're referred to as tunmong du.
Tunmong, I think, nyentu, rangyal, and thekwa chenpo. Tunmong du lobilam.
But in a way not, because we've had the nyentu dang rangsanjiki drachomba.
Dachomba is not And these are not reached in Pakistan.
Well, maybe that makes... it'll all become a bit sort of clearer in a minute when you see who the obscurations refer to. And then, Chepatadu Jangchu Sempa Loden Nam.
This is generally, particularly then Jangchu Sempa.
Yeah. And in particular, and particularly the Jangchu Sempa Loden Nam, the wise, the bodhisattva, and the bodhisattvas. Yeah, so it must be the practitioner, the arhat practitioners. Yeah.
This Jangchu Sempa Loden Nam is also is generally, just an introduction, yes. Mm-hmm. Then you go one by one afterward, you know.
The Loden is a separate category of those who are practicing.
No, Loden Jangchu Sempa including all the bodhisattvas from first level to 10th level.
Yeah.
But all on the Pakpisa.
Yes. All of Pakpisa. Yes. Pakpisa is from Satang.
Yes. So now we've had the list of the beings, and Nampa Madakpa was the verb that we talked about to begin with. So if you wanted just a recap on that last bit, we said by these nine kinds of incidental impurities, that which creates obscurations, or these, in fact we didn't have to put by, these nine kinds of obscurations, pollute or make impure the beings who are obscured, and these are i.e. the immature beings, the arhats, including the Shravakas and Pratyekha Buddhas, and those residing at the part stage of practice, at the ordinary level, and the wise, the bodhisattvas, at the particular or the special practitioners. And now, Ri is like Rik. You can spell it either way. Yeah. Kind or class or... Mm. Yes. Ri is like Rik. You can spell it either way. Yeah. Kind or class or... Mm. Yes.
Semjingiri.
Semjingiri. Now... Teyang, furthermore, Gorim Jitao Jintu, in precisely the same order, Drupa Dangpo Ji Duksum Gi Pak Nyal Namki Kam Gong Me Chiwa Nam Madakching. And all the next bit is going to follow the same kind of construction. This ki in the middle there, Bak Nyal Namki, indicates the subject. So we always have the impurity, by the impurity, the so-and-so are made impure at the end of the line. So this is by the bangnyal, by the latent tendencies, and these are of the three poisons, of the first four obscurations. So by the latent tendencies refers to the latent tendencies of desire, attachment, aversion, and delusion. So by these, these make impure, these pollute the kam kong me chipanam. And I didn't get the meaning of kong mother.
It's the immature of the neo levels, the higher levels.
Higher levels.
We've got the neo
higher levels.
Kongma means higher.
Yeah.
Like Kongma Mepa.
Yeah. Kongma, the higher.
I see. Because it must refer to all the formless realms, the forms and formless realms. Like you have the three realms of existence, the formless realms, the form realms, and the desire realms. Then these refer to the form and the formless realms. Because the next lot of people, we then get onto the fully aroused state, and these refer to the desire realms, as you'll see now. Deda kune dangwe drapu, du kamgi chiwanam madakpa. So, the dangwe, deda kune dangwe drapu, the state of, or the obscurations in the state of full arousal, or these three impurities in the state of full arousal, or strongly aroused state, pollute or make impure the immature beings of the desire realms. And these include some of the gods and demigods and all the humans and all the lower states, i.e. those who are sort of involved with meritorious and non-meritorious karma. So that now we've had the first four obscurations. Because in the root word was ji, just ji, so four, and it referred to the four obscurations, first four obscurations. And the next root word is just cheek, one. And that cheek is in the middle of this next line to come. Marik bakchagi cheeki drachomp nam madakpe. So one obscuration, which is the state of sa, we said was state of bakchak, habitual tendencies. And I think I'm going to translate it as the habitual tendencies to misperceive, or the habitual tendencies of ignorance, if you like. And these pollute or cause the impurity of the drachompanam, the arhats. And then the next root word is ni, and this refers to, above we had the tunmung du lope lam lanepanam, those who dwelt and the path of practice at the ordinary level. And these are Dejin Tongwe Pangwachawa Nam, Dangkompe Pangwachawa Niki, Sosoi Kiewo Lopadang. So by the two obscurations, that which is removed at seeing and that which is removed at meditation, then the soso kievo lopa, and we have to just apply the word madak, the ordinary practitioners or the ordinary learners are made impure.
And
so in fact before in that first shloka when we were talking about this word sam, it must mean instantaneously on seeing and instantaneously on the obscurations which are removed at the moment of seeing and the obscurations which are moved sort of at practice, because, yeah, I mean, these refer to the people, the arhats, who haven't actually reached that level. They have to remove these things, and they haven't got to the level of seeing, and they haven't got to the level of meditation. So that's why they're called the soso kiewo. They still haven't got the view of voidness. And these one might compare with the next bit. Pakpa lopa ni madakpa dang.
Ni da ni ji.
Pakpa.
No, two. That means impure. Two. So
se kiwa lopa. Oh, yeah. What?
So se kiwa lopa dang. Pakpa lopa ni. So se kiwa lopa is those so se kiwa who are solam and jolam.
I've got the wrong root word underlined here. It should be further down. Pakpa lopa ni madakpa.
Which one does he think?
Oh, I see.
Tongbang and Gombang.
The root word should be down there. Niki, it should be on the next line.
Ni da niki, madang.
So in fact, do you call it's sosukiewo lopa dang pakpa lopa ni madakpa. I've got that slightly wrong. Then the tong pangcha must refer to the sosukiewo.
And the gombang refers to the ni.
Yes, but the pakpa lopa must be the gom punctures, yes. Those who have to remove during meditation. I got that slightly wrong. The tong puncture is the obscuration to seeing, and that refers to the arhats who haven't got the view of the voidness. And when they practice seeing, and then when they see, they give up that which has to be removed by seeing, and so therefore they're called the ordinary practitioners, because they still haven't got the view. And then obviously those who have to remove the obscuration that is removed by meditation are the Pakpas because they've done the seeing. Lopa dang Pakpa Lopa ni. Yeah? Well, you've got two types of practitioners here. You've got the Sosu Kiewa Lopa dang Pakpi Lopa. And they've each got one type of obscuration to be removed, or they're made impure by one type of obscuration. The first type of obscuration is the obscuration called tongwe pangcha, that which has to be removed by seeing. And that refers to the ordinary practitioners, because they haven't got the view of the voidness, so they're ordinary. And they've got to remove that which is removed by seeing, and the moment that they see it, then that goes.
The moment they...
And that refers to the arhats. And they haven't got the view of voidness. They haven't seen the ultimate nature of the mind.
They're not Sosu Kiewa.
But they're Sosu Kiewa Lopa.
Sorry?
No.
That's what it says here, Sosu Kiewa Lopa. It goes on to explain these individuals more thoroughly. And it says that they've realized the Denpa Ji, the four truths.
But they're not
Sosu Kiewa, are they? Do they have two kinds of obscurities or only one kind? Because it said here two.
It's
two kinds of obscurity. Two kinds of obscuration.
Isn't it respected?
Make impure the two kind of beings.
The Tonglam ones are the Sosu Kiewa.
Respectively.
And
the Gomlams are the Pakpa.
No, Tongbang and Gombang, you see.
But
you
call that Pakpa Lopa the arhats?
No. Pakpa Lopa is the Bodhisattva on the first level.
Yeah, exactly.
10th level is called Pakpa Lopa.
And then the second type of practitioners, the Pakpa Lopa, they are made impure by the obscuration of Gompe Pangpa, Pangpa Chawa, that which has to be removed by meditation. So they've already removed that which has to be removed by seeing.
That has to be removed during the practice, part of practice. And the Gompang is part of practice.
Part of practice.
Instead of meditation.
Because they've removed that which has to be removed by seeing, they've got the view of the voidness, and that's why they're called the Pakpa Lopa.
But he just said two
two types of arhats.
Two things to remove.
Why did you say they had two things to be removed?
Which one?
You said the arhats just have one thing to be removed.
No, two, because
there's... Arhat? No, Tongbang and Gombang.
Yeah. Yes, but it doesn't refer both to the arhats. The first one refers to the arhats, and the second one refers to the realized bodhisattvas.
Second refers to the realized bodhisattvas. Because Pakpa Lopa.
Yeah.
Gombe Pangwajavani, Jivasus. Sosu Kiewa Lopata. This Sosu Kiewa, it says, it doesn't say anything about Arhatas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just so Sosu Kiewa.
So this Sosu Kiewa is. Sosu Kiewa is obviously understood with the Cholam and Jorlam, those who are on.
I see.
So the Arhats don't get mentioned again?
No.
We did know the Arhats were the Drachompanam. Drachompanam Madak.
Do you remember on the top line, we said, Tumom. To lobby lam, the nepenam. So what has happened to them?
Yeah.
Where have they gone?
I think those two mongdu lobby lam must be the Sosu Kiewa Lopa.
That must be the Tsopin Jolan people.
Yes. I think everyone's probably getting more and more confused. It's not
talking
about
us
at all.
I think it is, though.
Which one? Mari Bhada Gita is already...
This is when we need Rinpoche.
Rinpoche explained that the arhats, when... they were worked up by Buddha, so they joined the path at the seventh level. So after the sixth, so they come in the Dakpasa then. So it's not correlating, I think, with this.
Yeah.
They are just besides this way.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
they join after them.
Yes.
So we should ask Rinpoche about this Tunmungdu Lopa.
Why they're called Tunmungdu, ordinary practitioners. I think it is referring to those on the path of
Not the Shravakas and Pratyekas.
Let's get to the end of this shloka and we'll try and clarify it all again. Madag pe sadun laten pe drama dang dag pe...
Oh, I see. You mean this Tumong de Lope Lam?
Yes.
The first line. Oh, I see. Tumong de Lope Lam. Tumong
de Lope Lam must be the Jolam and the...
Tsoklam and Jolam.
Yeah.
Tumong de Lope
Lam. Tsoklam and Jolam.
which one? The Lobelam?
Yeah. Tunu de Lobelam.
I think it's literally it should cover the up to 10th level, you know. From Soklam to 10th level.
But then why did
Tunu de Lobelam and then Kimba to do change it?
Because the Lobelam level.
But then Temple goes to the Lob.
Then what is Milobelam?
But then he goes on to the Lobden. Is that the three at the highest, the three highest levels?
This is, I think, it's showing the generally, this one.
Or just in general?
In general, yes. So that we have to ask in the Mochi, in what sense in general it's used.
Yeah.
But it is a general. General in the sense from Solam to, I think, from Solam to, right from Solam to the 10th level of Bodhisattva. Because they are all Lobelam, Lobelam.
And this bit, Madag Pisa Dun La Tenpe Drama, Dang Dag Pisa Sum La Tenpe Drama Ni Ki, Tar Ma Chin Pe Dang, Tar Chin Pe Jang Chu Sempa Nam Madag Ching. Again, we get two types of obscuration and two types of individual. The first type of obscuration is Madak Pesa Dun La Tenpe Drama, the impurities which are founded in the seven impure levels, and they refer to Ta Ma Chinpa Jangchu Sempa, the bodhisattvas who aren't at the final, who haven't gone to the end, literally. How would you translate Ta Ma Chinpa?
Ta Ma Chinpa must be, I think, the 10th level, the verge of the 10th level.
No, it says it's the Madak Pesa Dunpa La Tenpe Drama.
Takwa Sasum La Tenpe Drama Ni Ki is two respectively. Tar Machin Batang Tar Chinbe Changju Sempa.
But surely it's the first seven level bodhisattvas and then the next three level bodhisattvas.
Yes.
So when it says it hasn't gone to the end, surely it refers to just the...
No, Tar Machin Batang Tar Chinbe Changju Sempa. Tar Machin Batang. Should be Saju Junta Chanjo Semba.
You know? Pure level ones.
But that refers to the last three levels. Yes. It's Dag Pisa Sum La Tenpe Drama. So it must be the bodhisattvas on these three levels.
Yes. Madak Pisa Dunne with Chimagi, you can say like that.
Yes.
Madak Pisa Dunne with Chime, Tar Machimbanam, Madak Parchabatam, Tawasa Sum La Tenpe Chima Niki. And the Tarchimbe Chanjo Sema.
But we're talking about all the bodhisattvas on the 10 levels, aren't we? Or not?
No, only. You mean Tarchimba? You're asking about the Tarchimba?
I want to know what levels these bodhisattvas are on.
Which one? Tarchimbe Chanjo Sema should be. It should be the Sachu Yunta. Yunta Lade Chanjo Sema.
Yes.
The bodhisattva who is just.
Just on the tip.
On the tip.
And then what about the other ones?
The other one is Tarmachimba. All the 10, you can say.
Because then how do they differentiate? In fact, now we've got another problem. How do they differentiate from the Pakpalopa? Pakpalopa. What's the difference between the Pakpalopa and then the next two groups of people?
You know how it works?
Pakpalopa, it covers the whole from first level to 10th level.
Yes.
Except the Yunta one.
I suppose we will see it a bit clearer. I think let's not worry too much about this.
I have a feeling that Tumong is just everybody, including the arhats and so on.
Well, I think we just got to pose
this. This is a special.
I think provided we get the.
This is a special bodhisattva one, though.
I think we're going to have to just get this completely sort of clarified with Rinpoche how all these things go together.
It does work.
I mean, these last two kinds of impurity refer to the impurity founded in the. The seven impure levels and the impurity founded based in the three pure levels. And then by these two, you've got the Tama Chinpa and the Ta Chinpe Jangchu Sempa. Literally, the bodhisattvas who have not gone to the end and the bodhisattvas who have gone to the end. And I'm not quite sure which levels precisely these refer to. Gangzak Dedang Dele Pangcha Dedang Te Tso Chewar Tenpe. Dedang Dele Pongcha Denpe Chuki Ying Tartuk Pengunsum du Gyorwe Geg Chepeniki Chero.
That's all qualifying the verb matak, I think.
Yeah. That was also my favorite tumor.
And These Gangsak De, this, you might look at this, but I really didn't get all the De-las and the De-dangs in the sentence. These individuals, Dang De-la, and to them, and to them that which is has to be removed, and their obscurations, you might say. Do you get what this, the extra de dung is doing in the middle?
The individual bangja.
Yes, and the
obscurations. Dung de so what che pa denpe.
Because it's very general. The main one. It's to.
The gangsa de dung, gangsa is individual, isn't it?
Yeah.
Personal, individual. De dung de la means. Dedang Tela means it's just general expression means
Dedang Tela.
Which and which. Something like to what and what. Bangza Tedang Te, the thing which is.
I mean, basically it means that to each individual there is a main kind of obscuration that has to be removed. But yeah. I don't get the Tibetan expression that they put here.
Yeah, it's quite difficult.
It's got Dedang Te again, hasn't it?
Yes, exactly.
Dedang Te is the individual. Bangza Tedang Te is also in the particular. Bangza Tedang Te, the particular things to be given up. Tedang Tela, Gangsa Tedang Tela means to the particular persons.
Oh, yeah.
So Dedang De means like sort of particular.
Particular, yes, uh-huh. Particular. Bangza Tedang Te also means particular Bangza.
Yeah.
Gangsa Tedang Te means also Gangsa, particular being.
Yeah.
Zuo Xiao Den De.
So since there is a particular.
Given up?
Particular kind or main kind of thing to be removed from a particular kind of individual.
Mm.
Yeah, that's right.
The particular things to be given up is more important to the particular person.
Yeah. Is more important.
It's important, you know.
It's mainly.
Mainly.
It's mainly for a certain kind of person.
Yeah. This is all.
He explains afterwards that it's not just on that level. He doesn't only have that kind, but it's particularly important to that kind of person.
This is sort of general explanation.
What is Sochi word?
Because these particular obscurations are important to these particular kinds of beings, these particular individuals.
Meaning the Kangsa Tedang Tela, Bangsa Tedang Tela, Zuo Qi Reis, then Zuo Qi Mora, spoken language.
And this
particular person has the particular given up. Because particular person possess the particular given up, particular things to be given up as more important. Then Barcelona say possessing.
And then
the given up that you possess is more important to you than and the thing which is to be given up that I possess is more important to me.
I think the meaning is quite easy. It's just this expression in Tibetan. I mean, we've had all these groups of individuals, and each of them have got one main thing that they've got to give up. And the reason is because reading from the back, because it gekchepa, it creates an impediment or an obstruction to the manifestation of the ultimate tatukpa, chuki ying tatukpa, the ultimate dharma dhatu. I mean, it's just this day dung day is a little bit difficult. So now we'll try and just clarify this a little bit.
Kira?
Yeah?
Wait a second. I have one question.
Yeah?
What is the
Tsokchewa Denpa? They have, in the main almost, they possess mainly.
They possess as chief. Tsokchewa is chiefly at work. They are possessed as chief or they are possessed chiefly. This possess refers to the pangja.
Yes, I see.
Possessed by the kangsa, this pangja as chief.
So what we've had so far, we've had the three latent tendencies of aversion, desire, and bewilderment. And then we had this state of strong arousal, and then we had that made four. Then we had that which is to be removed during seeing. Oh no, that's right. Then we had the habitual tendencies, five. Then we had that which is to be removed by seeing, that which is removed during meditation, that which is founded in the impure levels, and that which is founded in the pure. And those corresponded to the ordinary beings who were, the first three corresponded to the ordinary beings in the form and the formless levels. And then the state of strong arousal referred to the beings in the desire realm. Then the habitual tendencies referred to the arhats.
The state of strong arousal in the desire realm?
Yep. The habitual tendencies referred to the arhats. That which had to be removed during seeing, and that which has to be removed during meditation, refers to the tunmongdu lope, lope lam. And I'm not quite sure. I think that refers to all the practitioners, but I'm not sure. And then we get that which is founded in the impure levels and that which is founded in the pure. And this refers to the bodhisattvas, the loden nam, those with deep understanding or the wise or whatever you call them. And then it went through this again, and it said that, well, the first groups of individuals it called the same, i.e. that the first three obscurations referred to the impure beings of the form and the formless realms, and that the one of fully aroused state referred to the desire realms, and that the habitual tendencies referred to the arhats. And then we got into slight problems because the terminology changed a bit. And it said that that which had to be removed by seeing corresponded to the soso kiewu lopa, the ordinary practitioners, and that which had to be removed by meditation referred to the pakpe lopa, the realized practitioners. And then,
that
makes sense. Yeah, that the tunmongpe lopa refers to both the, yeah. No, but then the pakpe lopa, no, it doesn't.
I think it refers to,
because
in
we've
general,
got
to the ordinary, the arahat path and the bodhisattva path each have a tongue and gomnam. So in general, they have this kind of obscuration. Then specially, they deal with separately again with the bodhisattvas. So it repeats itself, in fact.
But because then in the gompe, in the soso kiewo lopa and the pakpe lopa, then that refers to the tunmongdu lopa. Because then we get the bodhisattvas who haven't completed and the bodhisattvas who have completed as referring to the chepar du jangshu sempa, the loden nam. Okay?
Mm.
Because the tunmong du lopa and the chepar du jangshu sempa were then divided up into their respective groups. Have we got time to do any more? What time is it? 20 past 12.
Yes.
Quarter past 12. Because then we'll get onto all the groups individually, and then it clarifies it a little bit because it explains it how that they're all related to the different impurities of the in the examples and things.
Is it referring to just to arriving at the first level of the tongue? Then it would be a soso chewo obscuration because.
And then do you have last year's root text, the other one? The other one, smaller.
Yeah, I have it.
I think this must be wrong. Should be sa. Yeah, should be sa, I think so. Rimshin shirang jigdang ni dang ni gis should be at
the moment.
Because the commentary is the side there.
Makes sense.
What does it mean? Mm-hmm.